continue Chayodim of Klal Dallas, and we're learning Simon Zion. So many of the points which he says over here we already touched on, but let's follow the order of the Chayodim in this regard. Any part of the body which halachically has the din of erva, whether it's the erva the raisa din or the erva the rabbanan din, there's no nafkamina in regards to kriya shema and divrei Torah and tefillah between other women and the person's wife. Tefillah tevach megula beishtai osur bedivrei Torah. Even the person's own wife, if the area of her body is uncovered, a tefach. So there's an issur of saying divrei Torah. We discussed before how we define a tefach. Is a tefach by a tefach, or just means a tefach which is open? Okay, so there is an opinion which, beginning of Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Hey, says that by other women, the shear is even less than a tefach, and the shear of a tefach is only said by a person's own wife. The Acharim does not bring that Yeshurim, which is mentioned. That's the opinion which is brought by the Ramah in Aruch Chaim Siman Hey Sif Aleph. The Nishma Zadim at the beginning of the Siman pointed out that is a Din Rabbanon, that which other women, the shear is less than a tefach, is a Din Rabbanon, and it's a machlokes on the Din Rabbanon, so the Chayim seems to be mekel in that regard. Person has to be careful when a woman is nursing a child, she's revealing part of her body. So at that point in time, his wife is doing that. She doesn't have an issur of, we said before, of seeing the woman when she's tahara. That's not the issur, but there is an issur of saying divrei Torah and divrei tefillah under those circumstances. And obviously it would be true by another woman. Now he does bring this Yeshurim, which the Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Ayin Hey, I'm sorry that the Mishabur brings in Siman Ayin Hey. The b'shoyk afilu b'ishtoy u'pachas mitefach also the kuliyama. So shoyk possibly is more chomer. That's the upper leg. That over there, number it's the even less than a tefach is osur, not only by other women, which we had one opinion that's true by other women in any part of the body, but even by his own wife, that's going to be a problem, which normally by his own wife, the shear is a tefach in any other part of the body. There's an opinion which says that when it comes to shoik, when it comes to the upper leg, it's by his own wife, it's going to be problematic. Philippi Ishtar, Ubapachas Mitefach, is also the Kuliyama, the Korab Le'erva, Yersim Mishari Vornim, because that is the closest part of the body to the actual Erva, and therefore the shear of the upper leg is going to be more, is even less than a Tefach. Now the Chayyarim does bring this opinion, would indicate that he feels that one should be concerned about this opinion. One thing which we want to point out, the Mishabura points out that even this would be a din d'rabbanon. So by d'rabbanon, atzimus einayim is sufficient. When it's an erba, which is an erba mikra din, one would have to turn away. It's not enough to shut their eyes. By an erba d'rabbanon, atzimus einayim is sufficient. So if a person is in this situation, they could shut their eyes and say divrei Torah and divrei tefillah. What point is the shoik? Which part of the body is the shoik? It's the upper leg that includes all the way down to the knee. So a person, a situation where a woman has the area above her knee uncovered, even though it's not higher up, that's going to have this opinion that even pachas mitefach would be usur for divrei Torah and divrei tefillah. But again, the etza of etzimus einayim is sufficient. Have a good day.